be interesting to know which one tapes the best, since we have now options. Okay, take a moment this morning and begin to notice what kind of contact that you're making with the floor. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your upper back and mid back is resting, and how your lower back is resting. Sense how your pelvis is resting on the floor. And now begin to do a movement with your right arm of starting to lift your right arm up towards the ceiling and then bring it back to the floor above your head. And just to feel what that movement is like. Go slow enough that you can observe for yourself the moments when you find there's hesitation in the movement. And when you bring your right arm all the way back to the floor, notice how much of your arm actually makes contact with the floor. So probably it's just the back of the hand and somewhere towards the wrist. And perhaps at this point the elbow and part of the forearm is lifted away from the floor. And notice how straight your right arm becomes as you bring it behind you on the floor. So does the elbow straighten out or does it continue to bend further out to the side as you bring it behind you? Just notice those different things. Bring the right arm down along your side to rest. And begin to do the same movement with your left arm. Notice if there's a difference in the way that you move your left arm compared to your right arm. That's it. And rest on your back. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing and place your right hand behind your head. And now with your left hand and arm, reach behind your head to get a hold of your right wrist. So the left hand actually gets a hold of the right wrist. And you start to begin to slide the right arm further behind you, underneath your head. And you use the left arm to pull the right wrist to the left. So you need to slightly lift your head a little bit away from the hands and the arms so that you can smoothly slide the right arm over to the left. That's it. And notice how your right elbow begins to approach the back of your head. And as it does, notice how the entire right side becomes very long. The right side being the right side of your ribs, all the way up to your right elbow. And just continue to keep your arms underneath your head, but pause for a moment. Now straighten your right leg so that it's lying long along the floor, keeping your left leg in a standing position. And as you continue to slide your right hand to the left underneath your head by pulling on the right wrist, begin to press your left foot into the floor as if to start rolling slightly to your right. That's it. And each time, see if it's possible to go a little bit further, as if you perhaps could eventually begin to lie onto your right side. And when you lie on your right side, you lie on the underneath side of your right arm. That's it. And your left elbow will be pointed towards the ceiling. Make sure when you bring yourself over to your right side that you keep your left knee and your left leg in a good standing position. So your left knee does not flop to the inside, but it's really supporting you so that you can balance yourself onto your right side, and then you can also roll yourself back. Now bring yourself onto your right side and stay there. And now can you begin to bring the right temple of your forehead forward down onto the floor. That's it. Now letting your head and face rest on the floor, can you begin to start lifting your right elbow just like an inch or half an inch away from the floor? But see, is it possible to lift the elbow without lifting your face? The tendency is for your whole head to lift. So do the movement smaller and with less effort. And see what would make it possible for the right elbow to come away from the floor while you allow your head to rest forward on the mat, your right temple. And let that go. Slowly roll onto your back and rest. After each time that we do kind of a movement series like this, really lower your arms very slowly down to the floor, because we're going to continue to do some unique positions and configurations with our arms today. So really take the time to gently lower them down. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and bring your left hand underneath your head. And with your right hand, grab a hold of the left fist and begin to start sliding the left hand underneath your head, pulling it over to the right side and sliding it back. Notice what begins to happen with the left elbow and how it begins to come underneath your head. And maybe think about what would make it even more possible for your left elbow to come underneath your head. What needs to happen with the left side of the rib cage and especially the ribs that are deep underneath your armpits. Now, lengthen your left leg, keeping your right leg in standing position, and begin to push through your right foot, allowing yourself to begin to roll onto your left side. At the same time, you're sliding or pulling your left foot behind your head so that you roll onto your left side, including the left inner part of your arm. Now the next time that you roll to the left, see if you can stay there and bring your left temple down to the mat. And can you keep your head resting on the floor and begin to start lifting your left elbow slightly away from the floor. That's it.
So you do,
and notice what happens in the left shoulder blade in your back. When you lift the left elbow, how it slides towards the spine. That's it. Very slowly let that go and return onto your back, and then gently lower your arms down by your side to rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring your right hand underneath your head. And once again, with the left hand, get a hold of the right wrist. And just a few times, slide the right arm underneath your head, bringing it over to the left. That's it. And now just change over the relationship of your hands so that the right hand gets a hold of the left wrist and begin to pull the left arm over to the right. That's it. And let it go and rest again on your back. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. Sit with your legs crossed in front of you. Bring your right arm behind your head. And then with your left hand, get a hold of the right wrist. And in this position, begin to start pulling the right wrist over to the left. Again, take note in what begins to happen with the right elbow and what's happening with your left elbow. That's it. Now see if you can begin to let the left elbow fold itself forward down towards your chest in the action of pulling on the back of the right wrist. And notice how that changes the direction of where the right elbow goes to. That's it. So as you begin to pull on the right wrist, you bring the left elbow down towards your chest. That's it. Allow your head to gently fold and hang in front of you. It makes it easier. That's it. That's it. And rest for a moment sitting. Change the crossing of your legs. Once again, bring your right hand behind you and get a hold of the right wrist with the left hand. And continue this idea of pulling the right arm behind your head, bringing the left elbow down into your chest. And start to notice how your right hand begins to come around your face so that it starts to approach your chin. Begin to let your right hand be very soft so that it can start to caress the left side of your face and the left side of your chin. That's it. That's it. And as you continue the movement, you can rest at any time and then come back to it. And begin to experiment with the direction that you'd like your head to turn. So some of you are turning it actually to the right. Does that make it easier for the right hand to get a hold of the face? Well, what happens if you start to turn your face to the left? So go ahead and allow the face to turn a little bit more to the left as you bring the right hand around. That's it. Okay, and everybody rest for a moment. And bring your arms behind your head again. Once again, the left hand is holding on to the right wrist. And continue pulling the right hand around to get a hold of the left side of your chin. And again, find a way to turn your face to the left so that it makes it easier for you to hold on. That's it. Now the next time that you bring the right hand around, actually have it get a hold of your chin on the left side. Your face is slightly turned to the left. And bring your left hand down to the floor to weight bear on or rest so you can lean on it. There you go. And now can you start to direct your right elbow a little bit forward and back. So just think that you start to take the right elbow forward. Forward is in front of you. There you go. And back is behind you. That's it. So forward, Mara, think. It's harder because you need to have your arm around your head. There you go. So now, there you go. That's better. There. The chin is less important than having, that's it. Think of your ear. That's forward and then back. Okay, everybody, let that go. Roll onto your back and rest. Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And take another moment to rest again. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. Bring your arms behind you again, and this time have the right hand get a hold of the left wrist. So the right hand gets a hold of the left wrist. It's the other way. And you start to slide your left hand behind the back of your head. That's it. And begin to think about the right elbow being able to direct itself down towards your chest. That's it. And pause and rest in sitting for a moment. Bring your arms once again up behind your head. The right hand gets a hold of the left wrist. And continue to slide the left hand behind your head, starting to direct the left hand towards your right cheek. If you begin to turn your face very gently to the right, see if it's possible for the left hand to caress the right side of your face, as if it could eventually hold on to the chin. You can experiment with allowing your head to also turn to the left and just feel how that affects your spine. And let it go and rest on your back. Come up to sitting again. The right hand gets a hold of the left wrist. Continue to pull the left. So the right hand gets a hold of the left wrist. You continue to pull the left hand over to the right, gently allowing the face to turn towards the left hand, and see if it's possible to get a hold of your chin now, or the cheek, some part of the right side of your face, and stay in that position so that you can let go with the right hand and place the right hand somewhere comfortably on the floor next to you and begin to direct the left elbow a little bit forward and a little bit backwards. Forward being in front of you, that's it. So your left elbow is directed towards the ceiling, you're taking it forward, your whole self forward, and then you take it a little bit behind your back. Great. And let it go and rest again on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. And now we'll change over the hands, so we'll go back to the earlier position or configuration. Bring the arms behind you, and the left hand gets a hold of the right wrist. Start to slide very gently the right arm behind you. Allow the left elbow to fold into your chest. Begin to turn your face very gently to the left and see if it's possible for your right hand to start caressing the left side of your face. See if it's getting more comfortable for you to bring the right hand to hold on to the left side of your face and chin. And then this next time, actually get a hold of the left side of your face with the right hand. Bring your left hand down along the floor to support yourself. That's it. And now start to fold yourself forward, rounding yourself forward, so you start to direct your right elbow down towards the floor. Just an idea that perhaps you could eventually bring your right elbow towards the floor. And you can experiment with different directions. So notice if you want to bend straight in front of you, or does it help to bend a little bit more to the left or to the right? See if you change the position of your left arm and bring it maybe in front of you, resting in front of the left knee, does that make it easier to come down to the floor? That's it. And why don't you pause and rest for a moment in sitting. And as you're resting and sitting, why don't you very gently start to roll or turn your head a little bit to the left and to the right, just very slowly. Really take it very gently with your neck and your arms today. And maybe let your chin now drop down towards your chest and let your head hang down there a little bit. And now start to turn the head a little bit to the left and to the right in that hanging position. Now bring your head back onto the horizon. Bring your arms behind you. Have the left hand get a hold of the right wrist. Continue to fold the right wrist over to the left so that you can get a hold of the left side of your face. Turn your face also to the left to make it easier. Once you have accomplished that, you can let go with the left hand. And in this position now, take your left leg and bring it behind you. There you go. Place the left hand now in front of you somewhere. And continue this idea of folding yourself forward, directing the right elbow down towards the floor. And if you can actually make contact with the floor, start to then kind of sweep the floor with your right elbow. See what it's like to begin to direct your right elbow over towards your right knee, and then the left knee. Sense what needs to happen with your ribs and your spine, how you begin to rotate yourself to direct the elbow over towards your left knee. That's it. You need to twist the right side of your rib cage. That's it. And then when you take the right elbow over to the right, you lengthen out and twist in a different way. And just do as much as is comfortable, and then when you've done enough, if you want to roll down and lie on your back with some rest on your back. Okay. Return to sitting again. Bring your arms behind your head. Once again, the left hand gets a hold of the right wrist. Continue to slide the right hand around the left side of your face, getting hold of the chin. And then place your left hand comfortably on the floor. Bring your left leg behind you again. That's it. And now see if you can begin to make a circle with your right elbow. And in a way, you're making a circle, we'll say, kind of in space. It's somewhat in front of you and comes on top of you. So you don't need to come all the way down to the floor, but you begin to come very close to the floor. So that's the front part of the circle. That's it. And as you're making the circle, really notice what's happening in your pelvis, and your back, and your ribs. That's it. Now, some of you are making the circle, we'll say, all in front of you. So see if you can think of that the circle encompasses almost around you. So when you start to come up, you, in fact, take the elbow up towards the ceiling. Your chest becomes erect and your spine. That's it. And then you fold yourself back down. So very little needs to happen, in a sense, with your neck and with your upper back, but you're really facilitating a tremendous amount of movement through the mid part of your back, the rib cage. That's it. And now change the directions of the circle. That's it. And now just for a minute, could you imagine to make the circle more behind you? It's very easy for you to bring the circle in front of you. How could you create that a circle more behind you? What do you need to do now? That's it. Okay. And let it go and rest on your back. Now please roll over onto your stomach. And you're going to bring your right hand behind your head, we'll say. So your right hand comes, we'll say, down towards your right shoulder blade. So your elbow lifts up in the air to the right hand. The same idea coming around the back of the head. So right hand comes along the back of the head and starts to reach down as if you've got an itch in between your shoulder blades. That's it. And just see if you can now start to move the right hand a little bit to the right and to the left. Is it possible for you to caress each shoulder blade and to feel your spine in between your shoulder blade? Now keep the right hand where your spine is, in between the shoulder blades, and begin to lift the right elbow off the floor, and as you do so, start to slide the fingertips further down your spine. So it's as if the itch has moved down your spine, and you're really reaching back there to itch this little spot. A little fly landed on you. So feel what needs to happen when you lift the right elbow, what needs to happen with the ribs underneath the armpit and then the chest to lower your fingertips down your spine. Pause for a moment and with your left hand, okay, you need to rest. Okay, everybody rest. Bring your right hand back up into that position. And now with your left hand, get a hold of the right elbow. And see if you can facilitate the right elbow lifting away from the floor now, so you can continue to slide the right fingertips down along the back. That's it. Okay, let it go and roll onto your back. And come up to sitting. Bring your arms behind your head, and this time your right hand is going to get a hold of the left wrist. That's it. And start to pull the left hand over to the right. Just take your time. Just introduce the movement gently, as if you were going to get a hold of the right side of your face, the right cheek. Begin to turn your face to the right to make it easier. And now just for a moment, change over the hands. Go back to the left hand, pulling on the right wrist. And just see if it's quite a bit easier after the last movement we did on your stomach. Yeah. Okay. Go back to the right hand, pulling on the left wrist. And get a hold of your chin, your face on the right side. Bring your right hand down to rest along the side of you. And keeping your legs crossed in front of you, start to fold yourself a little bit forward. So, Donna, you've got the left, left hand is behind your head. Get a hold of the right chin with the left hand. Take the left hand. Left hand comes around to the right. There you go. Now hold the face. Now let go of your right hand. There you go. Now fold yourself forward and back. Notice where you want to place the right hand on the floor to support yourself folding forward. That's it. And now begin to swing your right leg behind you and continue this idea of folding yourself forward, directing the left elbow down towards the floor and see if you can begin to touch the floor. And if you can, see if you can start to sweep the floor with your left elbow. What would make it possible for you to bring the left elbow all the way over to the right knee? That's it. What do you need to do with your chest and your rib cage? That's it. You rotate and twist yourself. The elbow twists almost underneath you, and your face starts to look up towards the ceiling to come over to that right knee. That's it. Okay, let it go. Rest in the back. Roll over onto your stomach. And once you're on your stomach, bring your left hand up to the back of your head and start to slide your left hand down in between your shoulder blades. And then start to sweep the left hand a little bit to the left and to the right and explore each shoulder blade, exploring your spine, resting in between the shoulder blades. And then return the left hand to your spine and begin to start traveling your left hand down your spine further and further. And as you do that, you can start to lift the left elbow away from the floor and see if that's easier for you to start reaching down your spine. With your right hand, get a hold of the left elbow and continue to lift the left elbow. And does that make it easier backward for you to reach down? And see how far can you actually reach down and touch your spine? It's parts of your spine that you probably rarely think about touching. That's nice. Okay, pause and rest in your stomach for a moment. Now bring both your right and your left hand behind your head so that you start to slide the hand down towards the shoulder blades. And at first you may feel like you want to cross the hands, so you could try crossing them and then uncrossing them. And is it possible for you to slide the right hand down over the right shoulder blade and the left hand down over the left shoulder blade? So, in fact, that the hands are very parallel. And to do that, you need to start lifting both elbows away from the floor so you can slide the hands further down. That's it. And to lift both of your elbows, allow your chest to press closer to the floor. It might be easier if you place your forehead resting on the floor instead of your face turned to one side. You can try that. That's it. And can you think about bringing the elbows together? So as you lift the elbows, can they start to squeeze together behind your head? That's it. Okay, let it go and roll over onto your back. Very gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the left, to the right. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. The right hand gets a hold of the left wrist behind your head. Pull the left wrist over to the right side to get a hold of the right side of your face. Turn your face to the right. That's it. See if that's easier. Place your right hand on the floor. Take your right leg behind you. And now begin to start making a circle with the left elbow, coming in front of you and then up towards the ceiling. And let's just say the majority of the circle is happening in front of you. So you can bring the left elbow all the way down to the floor, down towards both your left knee and your right knee. That's it. Just really notice what happens in your rib cage and your spine to make it possible for you to make this big circle. Now change the direction of the circle. That's nice. And now see if you can make a few circles more behind you. So now that you know you can make the circle in front of you, what would make it possible to make the circle more behind you? That's it. And you may need to move your right arm slightly behind your right foot. That's it. Great. Okay, rest on your back again. Okay. One more time, please roll onto your stomach. Once you're on your stomach, please bring both your right hand and your left hand behind your head so that the fingertips begin to touch each shoulder blade. And continue with this idea that you start to lift the elbows and squeeze them together behind you. You continue to slide the hands further down your back, but you really want to bring the elbows close together. And can you hold the elbows together and begin to make a circle with both of the elbows?